miss out on listening to your favourite segment of Sunshine's Table Talk with me, Leah, well, don't worry, you can catch up now. We are about to dive into a great conversation to start off our show on Table Talk this morning. And joining me on the line is We Money, the CEO of We Money, Dan Jovesky. Dan, thank you so much for joining me on Table Talk this morning.
An absolute pleasure to be with you, Leo.
Now, Dan, as a nation, you know, we're probably all feeling the pinch. I know definitely in Perth and West Australia, that's been a lot of the conversation, as it has been nationally, about cost of living, interest rates rising. Everyone can't stop talking about it, and it's a little bit, you know, you want to block it out and try and maybe not even look at your bank balance. Just try and put your head in the sand. But unfortunately, we can't do that. And you've taken a poll of the nation to sort of see what the feelings are and where we are at. You know, how are we feeling about our financial well-being at the moment? Talk me through the results of this latest wellness survey that We Money conducted.
Absolutely. Well, look, I think the first thing to be said is that, yes, given all the increases in interest rates, cost of living pressures, that's obviously caused a lot of financial anxiety for a lot of Australians. And background and context about the Financial Wellness Survey, it's a survey that we run annually that surveys more than 1,000 Australians about their thoughts, feelings and attitudes towards their own money. And one of the biggest insights that we've taken away from this year's survey, Leo, is that question about how people are doing with finances generally.
Yep.
And one of the most damning sort of numbers that have come up is that last year's results said that about 30% of the people that we surveyed were in the category called just surviving. Yeah. However, that number has now jumped to 43.6% as of last month. So a lot more people are feeling the pinch when it comes to their thoughts and feelings towards money. And yeah, there's some deeper numbers in there, but the biggest headline.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, the other one that jumped out to me was the 50% that say they're living from paycheck to paycheck with very little savings. Was that one as well? Like, have they been really concerning to you? Because I mean, obviously you're a finance guy, a finance expert. How do you feel when you see these sorts of figures?
Well, yeah, that's a very concerning one. And just to also let listeners know, you know, when you hear a stat like 50% of Australians living paycheck to paycheck, you kind of think that might be people at the lower end of the income spectrum. However, what we've uncovered, Leah, is that this applies to every single person. Doesn't matter if you're earning, say, $70,000 per year or even $200,000 per year. In fact, the people that were earning $200,000 per year, that number of those people that jumped from living from paycheck to paycheck went from 10 to 20%.
Yeah, wow.
So everybody is suffering, and everybody across that whole in spectrum is feeling the pinch with the cost of living pressures. So yeah, it's a very, very concerning stat. And it just goes to show that we're all in it together. It doesn't matter where you are or what incomes you're earning. Obviously, some people are doing it easier than others, but it does go to show that everybody is in this world of hurt at this stage.
Can you unpack that one a little bit further about the higher income earners? Is that mainly because people don't have budgets, or is it that their mortgages, they already sort of push themselves maybe out of, you know, into a home that's a little bit more expensive, so they're all of a sudden the mortgage goes up exponentially when the interest rates rise? Because I suppose in my mind, I think, you know, how could they be struggling? maybe that's the lack of compassion that I have. But what are the factors in someone who's in that higher bracket?
Yeah, it's really interesting, and I think, Leah, the first thing to make mention of is that across the whole spectrum of survey respondents, the ones that had a mortgage were the ones most in financial difficulty and pain. Mm. And I think if you think about what's happened more recently with fixed interest rates versus zero interest rates. If you had fixed your home loan, say, 2 years ago, you were paying an interest rate on your mortgage of, say, 2%.
Yeah.
And as of today, as those fixed rates have reset back to variable rates, people have seen increases in the interest rates they're paying on their mortgages go from 2% to as high as 6.5% and 7%.
Yeah.
So when you consider that each and every single month, your rate that you were paying on your mortgage has gone from 2% to, like, 7%, that's going to cause a massive household shock, and probably related to those upper income earners that did get those big mortgages and now having to pay a huge sum of money back to the bank each and every single month.
Yeah, absolutely. That's been something that has definitely made me a bit stressed, and I'm sure many of our listeners as well can relate to. Hey, we've got to go to a quick song, but we will be returning with Dan, CEO from We Money. You're on Sunshine's Table Talk, hanging out with Leah this morning, and we are chatting to the CEO of We Money, Dan Jovevsky, and we're talking about the latest We Money Financial Wellness Survey. Dan, one of the other stats that were in this survey is that one in three Australians do not have a set budget for 2023, and of those who do have a budget, 70% have spent more than the set amount so far in 2023. That is a crazy amount of people not adhering to their budget.
It is, Leah. Yeah, firstly, I think everybody's budgets are probably blown out now because of inflation and cost of living increases and mortgages. But I think when we dug deeper into that number, what we did find that was representative across the all participants of the survey was that those that did have a budget set had 40% less financial stress. So if people simply understand where their money is going, they feel like they're more in control, which actually leads to lower degrees of anxiety, even if the numbers are higher. So it was actually a good takeaway from the survey that a simple budget can actually help make you feel better about your money, even though you probably think that understanding your money is going to be anxiety, but the opposite was true, which we found fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. And it just goes to show that when you feel like you've got control, even if it's, that you don't have enough money, that's a fact, good information to have, because then you can find a solution rather than just letting it spiral. And, as you use a term earlier, financial emu, which I love and I think I'm going to use from now on. We don't want to be financial emus. But if we are looking at our budget, do you have any sort of tips that we could kind of be looking at, or if we have sort of gone over our budget that we set, what can we do?
Yes, Leah, the first insight that we've gleaned from the members of the survey is that members that go through conducting a financial review of their last 90 days of transactions can typically find savings in excess of $300 per month.
Yeah, wow.
Now, this might seem like a very simple exercise, but if we ask ourselves the question, when was the last time we went in and logged into our net bank and had a look at all of our transactions and uncovered things that we may be spending money on that could be cut back? And a lot of those members that we surveyed ended up uncovering that they were paying for gym memberships using multiple streaming services that they no longer used or forgot to cancel. And they also found that they hadn't renewed or had a look renewing any of their insurance policies and other renewables where they could simply go and test the market and uncover whether or not they were paying more than they had to. So a very quick tip for the listeners out there is that take a look at your last 90 days of transaction and go line by line and see, hey, do I still need to spend money on this thing that I'm paying for? Or is there an opportunity for me to actually shop around and see whether or not I can save money on this particular expense item? And that will help a lot of people really, number one, uncover where the money is going, but number two, take some action to actually reduce their overall spending, especially on things that are unnecessary.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's something that I need to do as well. I don't think I have ever gone through my bank statement and seen where I'm spending money. But don't judge me, please, Dan. Just to close, I'd love to know if we're looking forward the next sort of 12 months, if you could see into the future, are our concerns going to be the same? What do you think is going to happen? Can we hedge our bets by doing anything differently with our budget? Give us some tips, for the future.
100%. Well, Leo, I think the first thing that people could do and should do is if they do have any debt products, is look to see if they can save money on those debt products. We as Australians, this is a really interesting stat as well, is that we have a longer relationship with our primary bank than we do with our spouse. So the average relationship that we have with our bank is about 18 years,
yeah,
and the average relationship that we have with our significant other is about 12 years.
Oh, no.
So it's a really interesting number because we're very loyal to our current banks, but if we simply shop around, we could be saving thousands of dollars, in particular if you stack rank highest expenses that we have under our debt products. First one being a mortgage, the second being a car loan, personal loans, any credit cards. And what a lot of smart and savvy Australians are doing is that those who have the ability to, say, refinance or consolidate debt can significantly save themselves money if they're eligible to reduce their overall repayments, which can help out in the following months ahead. The second thing is that setting up a simple budget. We've talked about it earlier, but if you don't have a budget, now's a great time to have a look and seeing if you can set up a budget to see where you could be saving money. And the third thing, Leah, is that avoiding future accumulation of debt. This is other things like not just your classical credit card or your personal loans, but things like the use of Afterpay or something that's new and emerging, which Australians are increasingly using at a record pace, things like what they call early wage access products. These are products that where you can advance your pay ahead of your pay date. Yeah. So you could borrow like $200, $300 ahead of pay date. And those products are being increasingly used by a lot of Australians. So if you can avoid using Afterpay or these early wage access products, that can avoid this spiraling where you accumulate, you know, debt to try to get through your problems. But if you don't use it in the first place and try to reduce your debt, you're better off 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, well, Dan, thank you so much for all your insights and tips and, for going through some of these really interesting stats from your financial wellness survey. It's been definitely eye-opening, and I think I need to go and take my head out of the sand and do a little bit of doctoring, I suppose. Or not doctoring, that sounds like I'm making things up, as in fixing and looking at, reviewing, auditing my own finances. But really appreciate your time this morning, Dan.
Thanks so much, Leah. Pleasure to be with you.
You've been listening to Sunshine's Table Talk with me, Leah. Remember, you can hear me live every single day, Monday to Friday from 10 to 12. See you then.